This is a Vantage House production.
Hi folks, welcome back. We've had a break over these last 2 weeks as we reached the midpoint of our season. Can you even believe that? Next week, we're finally back with a normal episode. But there's an incredible story bubbling this week, and I just couldn't go without reporting on it. I'm Chaylen, today is March 22nd, and if it's Friday, although we're in the middle of our break, then this is a mini episode of The Delph. Imagine, if you will, a world where the figures attached to legal bonds aren't just numbers, but reflections of the battles fought within courtrooms. It's a world where the stakes are so high, the numbers attached to these battles seem almost unfathomable. Today, I want to take a dive into this realm. Let's rewind to 2003, where we find a giant of the tobacco industry, Philip Morris, grappling with a staggering $12 billion appeal bond. This figure wasn't just monumental, it was a loud declaration in the legal battle over public health and corporate responsibility. Then fast forward a bit, and we see Bayer, a behemoth in the pharmaceutical world, dealing with a $4.5 billion bond in the Xarelto case, a saga intertwining medicine, law, and the quest for accountability. Amid these corporate giants and their colossal bonds, we reach a different story. A story not of a company, but of an individual, Michael Jackson, a name known across the globe, not for a product or appeal, but for music. In 2005, Jackson's bond was set at $3 million, a figure that pales in comparison to the corporate giants, but stands out for its personal nature in the legal world. These cases, each significant in their own right, paved the way for a discussion on a recent unprecedented event, the case of Donald J. Trump. But not the one in Florida, and not the one in Georgia, and not even the case in DC. Today I'm talking about the one in Manhattan, but no, not the sexual assault case, and not the porn star hush money case. This case we're going to focus on is the civil trial led by the New York Attorney General Letitia James, who sued Mr. Trump, his adult sons, and their family business, accusing them of fraudulently inflating the former president's net worth by billions of dollars. In case you haven't heard of this case, here's a quick primer. Attorney General James took the Trumps to trial last fall, accusing them of fraudulently inflating the value of his golf courses, office buildings, and other properties by about $2 billion. Trump exaggerated the property values and in turn his own net worth to obtain favorable loan terms from banks and insurers. He lost that case, bigly, and now it's crunch time. The judge, Arthur Engoron, came down hard on Trump, imposing a judgment of $355 million plus interest, amounting to about $454 million. That's what he has to pay. He's appealing this case, so he doesn't have to pay the Attorney General's office the $454 million while he appeals. However, he is on the hook to either cut a check to the New York State court system for the full amount himself or obtain an appeal bond. I know what you're asking. What's an appeal bond? It's a document in which a bond company promises to pay the $454 million judgment plus interest if Trump were to lose his appeal and fail to pay. To get a bond of such size, Trump would need to pledge a significant amount of collateral to the bond company, about $557 million, his lawyer said, including as much cash as possible, as well as any stocks and bonds he could sell quickly. He would also owe the bond company a fee that could amount to nearly $20 million. Next question, does he have the money? Short answer, no. A recent New York Times analysis found that Trump had more than $350 million in cash, as well as in stocks and bonds. But even this amount is obviously far short of the $557 million he would need to post in collateral. In a court filing on Monday, Trump's lawyer said that they had contacted more than 30 bond companies, and none agreed to do a deal. The story gets even trickier because Trump is about $100 million poorer than just a few weeks ago. Earlier this month, Trump had to post a $91.6 million bond. In the defamation case, he lost to E. Jean Carroll. For that, he most likely had to pledge more than $100 million in collateral to Chubb, the insurance company that provided that bond. That money cannot be used as collateral for a second bond. Plus, Chubb has already said no way for covering the $500,000 bond. And now, probably the most agonizing part, this bond is due March 25th. That's Monday. Today is Friday. Best of luck, my guy. And perhaps I would have more compassion if he wasn't such a cruel old man. Here's an interesting clip with Suzanne Craig, an investigative reporter for the New York Times. She's speaking with Rachel Maddow about what could come next as Trump runs out of options.
What really came into focus for me today when I was reading this was that there's been a lot of speculation. He's going to put up a building. You know, what are they going to accept for this appeal bond? I think we're all learning a lot about appeal bonds as we go. And what we really saw today was that they want hard cash. They are not accepting assets. And Alan Garten, who's a senior officer, is a lawyer at the Trump Organization, he said that they tried, and with Chubb in particular, none of them wanted real estate. These aren't real estate companies. They want things they can liquidate immediately. They want cash. And they talked to Chubb about doing this larger one that he's facing a week from today. And Chubb last week backed away, and they're not going to take real estate. So now we know for certain that he needs to come up with cash, and he does not have enough cash, according to the filings today.
So what are his options? Can he sell things that he currently owns, liquidate assets, liquidate real estate assets, right, or other assets in order to convert them into cash, since that's the only thing he can pay with here?
That's it. And it's going to have to be like today.
Yeah.
Like soon he's going to have to figure. And he may have, we don't know, he may be already in the process of potentially negotiating a sale. He may have gotten a deal with somebody that he knows. And we don't know if that's in progress or not. These are just sort of things that I'm speculating on. Mm-hmm. It's important to say that. But that could be going on. But what we do know is that the filing today was sort of they're raising their hand saying they don't have the cash to meet this.
If Trump misses the March 25th deadline, Attorney General James will be free to collect the money owed to the state. Things could get a little sticky for Trump. Although the New York Attorney General can't put Mr. Trump in jail because it's a civil case, not a criminal one, things could still get ugly. With help from a local sheriff, she could freeze some of his bank accounts. And if she wanted to take a more aggressive posture, she could even try to seize some of the properties involved in the case, including his office tower at 40 Wall Street in Lower Manhattan. Well, folks, that's it. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to keep our eyes on this case and the 511 others. Special shout outs to our sound team members working on this episode, Ignacio, DeVale, and Eli. Thank you all for listening in. Be sure to give us a 5-star review wherever you found us. And if you like this episode and if you like our show, share it with your friends and your family. We'd really appreciate it. I'm Chaylin. This is The Delve. And I'll see you next time.